The campaign group Europe versus Facebook has just issued a statement saying it plans to sue the social network in Ireland. The Austrian student group has been campaigning for better data protection by Facebook, and it was complaints by Europe versus Facebook which led to an audit by the Office of the Data Protection Commissioner here of Facebook's activity, which led to some concessions from the social network. The Data Protection Commission here is the lead regulator because Facebook's European headquarters are based here. But the group Europe versus Facebook saying this morning the changes have not gone far enough. It says it's disappointed, although it does welcome some of the responses from the Data Protection Commissioner, and that it plans to pursue legal action now through the Irish courts. Now, MCore Technologies is rolling out its 3D printing to outlets of the US office supply retailer Staples in Belgium and the Netherlands. MCore recognises one of the world leaders in 3D printing. We're joined now in studio by co-founder and chief executive Dr. Conor McCormick. I don't know to what extent people who might be watching on the webcams, Conor, can see it, but you have what looks remarkably like a human skull on the table in front of you, but that's the product of one of your 3D printers.
Sure, Connor. It might be hard to get across on radio, but effectively, yeah, we've developed a machine that we believe is going to revolutionise how people design and innovate and communicate in the future. Quite simply, our machine can turn your ideas into a physical reality, but what differentiates our technology from everybody else's is that it's extremely low cost, it's very eco-friendly, and now with a new product, it's full colour. So we can print out parts like you see here. It's a scan from somebody's head, or this example of a Neanderthal skull. And this is just made up of photographs, and this is made up of a scan.
So you don't actually, if you're designing something, you don't actually need a 3D object or a 3D model in order to print something in three dimensions. You just need two-dimensional pictures.
Traditionally, that has always been the barrier to entry. People would need to design in 3D and to have that skill set. But to break into the consumer segment, they require people to be able to upload that a lot easier. And that is one example where you can take photographs of objects now in 3D. You send the photographs up to the cloud and it sends you back a physical data with the colour geometry on top. So it's changing and making it easier and easier. For example, there's an iPhone app that, believe it or not, you can take pictures of your face or of an object and it'll send you back this content. And then with our technology, we can print that out in full colour.
And now for consumers, certainly in Belgium and the Netherlands to begin with, they'll be able to take, say, using this iPhone app, they'll be able to take the data along to that retailer and print out 3D models of whatever object they want.
Yeah, we're very excited. There has been, for a couple of years, the ability of people to go to bureaus, people who do not necessarily want to buy the technology but want to get printed content. And now with the announcement last week of Staples, which is a very big company, especially in the US, their $25 billion turnover business, effectively they've seen the advantages of our technology. There's a very good synergy between our paper technology and their core business, and effectively people will be able to upload the content via their online service or go to the local store in the Netherlands or in Benelux regions and get their printed content. And this is just the start of the process. It'll start off in the Benelux countries and then roll it into Europe and hopefully then into the US.
What ultimately do you see as being the applications of the technology? Who's going to be the biggest customer for this type of 3D printing?
Well, traditionally, it's primarily been in the commercial sector. So you have architects, product designers, mechanical engineers, medical, dental applications. But now with this advent of the Staples coming into the arena, it allows the consumer to be able to print out photographs of their children, objects that they can print whatever they want. But there's a commercial and there's a consumer side, and the consumer side is really only developing, but the commercial side is well established.
So now we're not only going to get the slideshow of people's children, they're going to be able to show
us
full 3D
models
when
we go to
home, and we can blame you for that. That's great. Chief Executive of MCore Technologies, Conor McCormick, thanks very much for coming into studio
for
us this morning. In currency news, the euro trading at 130.3 this morning and 81.2 pence sterling.